Good morning. I'd like to invite you to a series of lessons on the family beginning next Sunday, October 3rd, and running through Wednesday, October 6th. Our speaker will be Wesley Hazel from Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Monday morning at 9:30, he will speak on holiness in the home. Then at our worship hour at 10:30, how to really love your wives. On Sunday evening at 6:30, the topic will be how to really love your husbands. Then Monday, when believing parents have unbelieving children. Tuesday, counterculture, and then on Wednesday, when it all goes wrong. The times, Monday through Wednesday, will be at 7 p.m. We would really enjoy having you. The story's told about a gung-ho drill sergeant who always demanded the best from his soldiers. One day, he stared in pained disbelief at a sloppy squad of new recruits wearing their uniforms for the first time. For a moment, the sergeant was speechless with rage. The sergeant screamed in frustration, "Just step out here and look at yourselves." It is hard to step out and take a good look at ourselves, but there are times when all of us should step out and take a good, hard look at ourselves. You have heard of those who have had out-of-the-body experiences. For a moment, they seem to be projected outside of their bodies as they hover above their bodies. They see themselves from without. There is a way you can see yourself from without, but you will have to step out of your body to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to step outside of yourself and take a pure, honest, objective look at yourself? The body of Christ affords the opportunity of stepping out of our bodies into the body of Christ. When you step into the body of Christ, then you can view yourself through the eyes of Christ. It is the surest way to take a pure, honest, objective look at self from without. The call of the gospel is a call to step out of ourselves to become members of Christ's body. The church is the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of the body. Ephesians 1:22-23, "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." We are baptized into the body of Christ. Paul writes, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12:13. When we're baptized into Christ's body, we become members of his body. If you've ever wished that you were someone else, here's your chance. You can't be a member of another body without becoming part of that living organism, without becoming active in the life of that body. The body of Christ affords each of us an opportunity to be clothed with a new identity. Believing in Christ and obeying his command to be baptized into Christ is where your out-of-the-body experience begins. Galatians 3:26-28, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." An out-of-the-body experience in Christ begins as we begin to accept the headship of Christ. It involves allowing Christ to control how we live in his body, as he animates our bodies with his life. Here we begin to view our lives through the eyes of Christ. Stepping outside of ourselves involves giving up our self-sufficiency and isolation to find a larger purpose for living. Paul says, "So in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all others." Romans 12, verse 5. Belonging to others is the avenue for an out-of-the-body experience. God designed us so that we could do our best work as members of Christ's body. The only thing not good about God's creation in Eden was that Adam was alone. For this reason, God made woman. Adam needed a relationship with another human being. I think the reason God waited to make woman was because he wanted Adam to realize his need for another. God revealed in Adam's being alone our need for being a part of something other than ourselves. Being a real part of another's life brings our lives into sharp focus. Solomon says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. He who tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who looks after his masters will be honored." Proverbs 27:17-18. Our lives are not only brought into sharp focus, they are also made more fruitful. Becoming one with members of Christ's body redefines us. When we become one with our wife or husband, we lose ourselves as we seek to create a new identity in the oneness of a marriage relationship. The relationship redefines us. It forces us to step outside of ourselves as we become a part of another. The progress of the church is measured by the healthy function of the local body of believers as they strive to become one body in Christ. The strength of the church comes from being in touch with members of Christ's body. Being in touch with members is the only way to step out and take a good look at self. It forces us to look at our lives with the vantage point of what others need from us, and it also forces us to see ourselves as the body of Christ sees us. In our nation's past, our forefathers were quite familiar with the bearing one another's burdens. If a man's barn burned down, his friends, relatives, and neighbors would come to his aid to raise a new barn, knowing full well that this burden was too much for one man to bear on his own. And someday their barns may burn down, or they may suffer loss in some other catastrophic way. They had a barn-raising mentality. Today, our mentality is far from that of our ancestors. We still have the mandate to bear one another's burdens, but we hardly know what that means anymore. If our barns burn down or an emergency medical problem arises, the government or the insurance company takes care of it, and our friends, relatives, and neighbors have little participation in restoring us to our former state. We don't think we need each other in the way that we used to. The isolation of self-centeredness will keep us from stepping out to take the real look at ourselves that we need to. Imagine a hotshot football player who says, "Hey, coach, don't bug me with the thick playbook and all this talk about teamwork and pulling together. All I need is a stadium, a big crowd, and the ball. Working with 10 other guys is a hassle, and learning plays is a drag. Just give me the ball and have everybody else get out of my way. I do better alone." The church is the classroom where we learn how to get along with others. What we learn is a building block on how to get along in a sinful world. Learning how to love sinners begins in the fellowship of believers. Galatians 6 and verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those of the household or the family of God." Christian relationships provide the essential ingredients for spiritual growth. Spiritual growth requires more than knowledge. We need relationships with other people. In January 2004, police were shocked by what they found inside a house in a small town in Durham, Ontario. Responding to complaints from relatives, police entered the ramshackle house and discovered two teenage boys locked in cages. Their biological aunt had adopted the teens more than a decade before. Through the years, the boys, now 14 and 15 years old, suffered at the hands of their adoptive parents. Ontario officials learned that though the boys did attend school during the day, they were sent to their cages at night. On weekends and holidays, they often were allowed downstairs for a bowl of cereal in the morning and then sent back to their cages wearing diapers, where they would spend the rest of the day. The adopted mother was described to the court as a domineering, controlling woman whose husband beat the boys on her command. Detective Kate Lang and Constable Tim Ma released the 15-year-old from his makeshift cage. They told him he would never be locked in there again. The teens weren't the only ones imprisoned. The aunt and uncle had created a prison for themselves. Think of the joy they robbed themselves and those children of, all because they could not step outside of themselves into the lives of those children. Cruel and unusual treatment of others is a sign we are locked up inside ourselves. I wonder if this is similar to what many are doing to themselves as they seek super independence. Our need for self-sufficiency has driven most into a self-made prison of isolation. To live a healthy life, we must let ourselves out of our cages of isolation. There are multitudes attending church assemblies all across our country who never have been truly assimilated into the body of Christ. They hold common beliefs and doctrines, but they have never broken out of their isolation long enough to truly become part of the body of Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 19, "Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." There are a few essentials if you wish to have an out-of-body experience, if you wish to step out of your body into the body of Christ. There are some questions you must resolve if you want to come into the body of Christ. I want you to seriously think about what I'm talking about today. You will have to step outside of yourself and take an honest look at yourself to do what I'm asking you to do. I want you to think of three words that describe the three highest values in your life. Step out and take a look at yourself. Be honest. There are two major forces seeking to drive our lives, needs and values. We all have needs. Some needs are physical, food, water, and shelter. We also have emotional needs, love, acceptance, recognition, and power. Some needs are immediate and overwhelming. Physical needs can become overwhelming. Emotional needs are not that overwhelming, but leave us dissatisfied when not met. Emotional needs may become destructive. During the Gulf War, CBS correspondent Bob Simon was captured by the Iraqis. At several points during his captivity, his jailers told him they were going to kill him. Simon said that during his imprisonment, he spent a lot of time looking back on his life. He began to realize that he didn't measure his life in terms of his journalistic accomplishments, his awards, his income, the famous people he had met, the fabulous places he had seen. He said what kept coming back to him, what wouldn't leave his mind, were scenes of his family, like the times he had spent walking with his little daughter along the beach. For Bob Simon, family is an important value, as it is for many of us. Love is a family value. So is honesty, tolerance, and many other standards by which people live their lives. We all have needs. We all have value. Why do some people rob and steal to fill their needs? It is because their values are driven by their needs. Young people have a need to be accepted by their peers. But do they allow their peers to redefine their values so they can be accepted? The need to be accepted may put enormous pressure on the young person to conform one's values to the group's values. However, there is another force seeking to drive your life, God. Allowing our lives to be driven by either needs or values without God is dangerous. Too often, self-preservation determines our needs and values. Most would do just about anything to keep from dying. When Jesus was in the garden praying before his crucifixion, he prayed, "Not my will, but thy will be done." He stepped outside of himself into the will of God. God determined his most valuable need. He followed God to the cross. Jesus gave up life in his body to maintain life with God. When you come into Christ's body, you must step outside of yourself as you come into Christ's body. Once you're in Christ, you are moved out of the self-centered isolation the world has driven you into. An out-of-the-body experience begins with a commitment to the body of Christ. It calls you to become committed to the church, to God's family. The purpose of the church is to move you out of isolation into the living, vibrant body of Christ. Pouring yourself out for a wife or husband, or more importantly for Christ, allows you to step out and take an honest look at yourself. In fact, it forces you to do so. Why not step outside of yourself and see your life as God meant it to be? You can be baptized into Christ today as you accept His sacrifice for your sins. If there's any way that we can help you, would you please let us know? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.